From the internet. From the internet. To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. This is the Stephen Roy Podcast for, what is today, the 18th? Yes, the 18th of January, year of our Lord, 2024. Got a rumble for ya. A little bit of randage.
Just a little bit.
Great music already queued up. All that and more right for you here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Hope you had a wonderful week. We are on the dawn, we are in the dawn of a new age in the United States of America. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it. Be even more exciting if I get the mixer to work right. Well, this is what happens. This is what happens when you don't spend a ton of time working on your studio. I'm in here once a week for a few hours, as you know. It's working good now. Let's see what happens. Take a little drink of coffee. Oh, I forgot to get water. That's all right. I got plenty of coffee for the rumble. Managed to spill it on the way out of the door. The studio is on the, it's built on the back of the house, so it's like a separate facility. And so I have to go out the house and then come over here and go in the door, unlock the door, deadbolt, and come on in. Oh, don't worry. It's alarmed if you ever thought about trying to get in here. Yeah, there are alarm sensors.
It will go off.
And, of course, the LPD will have a nice little talk with you after that. And we got cameras everywhere. So there you have it. Just saying, come and take it. Come and take it. All right, let me take these headphones off, and we will do the rumblage. I only know a little bit about what I want to talk about. You know what? That's what makes good radio and television, does it not? All right, let me push this button. Let me take a little drink of coffee again. Welcome to the Rumble for the 18th of January, year of our Lord 2025. Did I say 24 on the podcast? Oh, don't feel bad. I put 24 on the last Rumble. Yeah, it takes me like a month to get used to writing the new year. But it is 2025. Hard to believe, right? I mean, I remember where I was Y2K. Remember that? The year 2000 when everything, when the whole world was going to end. And it didn't. I was on a mailing list back then. This was the dawn of the internet age. I was on a mailing list. And seems like the first that I saw was Hong Kong. Nothing happened there. Knew a gentleman that was in cable. Worked on high-rises. The cable systems in Hong Kong actually go vertical in high-rises. And like I said, that was before Y2K. And then once China took over Hong Kong, it went to S. And I lost contact with him. I assume he went back to the UK. I do not know. But it's great to be with you here. I was talking with Dee about where I started in broadcasting. And since radio stations nationwide are looking at me now for possible employment, that's where I started in broadcasting, was public access television. Nowadays, you just don't see it anymore. You don't see it here in West Texas.
Well, what is public access, David?
Well, public access is where anyone can produce their own television show. I don't even know if it exists anymore. But on cable systems back in the day, I started in 99 doing my public access television show called Tech Stuff, your show about technology. And I used to talk about technology stuff for an hour, like every other week, if I had to remember. So I learned early on in the studio in Glendora, California, that the best television was that which was not very scripted. So I went from having a script and it sounded like boring, me sitting reading all the time. I had an outline where I was going to talk about, that I'd talk about stuff, tech stuff. And now I don't even have a script. I just wing it. So what you see every week on the Rumble, what you hear on the Stephen Roy podcast, is basically a riff. Oftentimes when I'm playing music on the podcast, I'll say, oh, you know, I'll go through the music files and I'll go, because I have a 500 gigabyte hard drive, which isn't big by today's standard, where I have downloaded tons of music, still do. Or I'll play stuff off the interwebs if it works okay for me. And if everybody's online, you know how that is. It may or may not work. This morning, Dee and I were playing... what did we play? She played a rap song for me, which was great. And because I played a funny parody that showed President Trump dissing Wiggy James and Wiggy Fanny, and it was hilarious. So... that's why I played it for her. And then she said, oh, well, I know that song. That's a good song. So she played it for me, and it was good. However, I would have spent 3 hours editing out all the N-words and F-words, and so I doubt I'll play it for you. And I said, you know, I play Outcast Roses on the show, and I edited the bad stuff out of that. It's very easy with Adobe Audition, because you can click vocal cut, right? And it will attenuate the voice so much that you can't hear it, right? I mean, I might be able to hear it with my headphones on, but the general public will not hear the stuff I edit out. So I edit out a lot of stuff. I slip occasionally, and it's probably okay to say A nowadays on the radio, but I remember, back in the day it was okay to say A. But like when I listened to radio in L.A., Tim Conway Jr. used to say, ass 1, 2, 3, 4, hole. Because a-hole was one of those things you couldn't say on the radio. So I learned a tremendous amount about television and radio in those early years. Now, when I moved from Southern California to Bend, Oregon, the cable company I worked for would not let me use their bazillion-dollar studio. The only thing they used it for was to produce some crappy morning show that was so bad. And then they had these hard drives they used to cover programs that overlapped with the local NBC station. This local little podunk station did not like it when, I'm just going to pull a show out of the air. Let's just say they aired Family Feud. And then another network, I don't even know what network, let's just say Game Show Channel, Game Show Network would run Family Feud. So we would have to cover the Game Show Network, so it aired only on the NBC station. So we had a series of switches, audio-video switches, with this hard drive that would play out, you know, when something was blacked out, essentially. Now, this became a real problem when the Super Bowl ran 1 year. So I'm watching like pregame stuff for the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden, beep, the channel went off, and I had to run into the head end and flip a switch, an audio video switch, to bypass that hard drive player. So I mention all this because they used to play this morning show over and over and over again on 35 different networks, and it was boring. Boring. Just was not good. So I know what it takes to make good radio and television. And I know that if I go to a major market like Dallas or Houston or San Antonio or Los Angeles for that matter, I know how to talk to listeners on the radio. And I have a great face for radio. So, hey, don't laugh. I was doing a live remote once for a radio station. And a listener came up to me and said, oh, you're Steve. Apparently, she had this vision of what I sounded like. I must have sounded like some surfer dude talking on the radio, dude. And then she saw me and I'm this, you know, big ogre old guy. I even had some hair back then. So, you know, now, if see this hair right here? I haven't shaved my head this morning. This hair is a ring head, right? I'd have a ring of hair all the way around my head if I didn't shave my head. I have one of these palm-sized razors. So like I told the guys on 100.7 The Score on their chat line, I have to have a haircut every day. Every day. This palm-sized razor goes, done. Done. It's either that or a ring head. Well, I've offered to Dee to grow a skullet. You know what a skullet is? Remember Gallagher? Gallagher used to wear that golf hat or whatever you call it. Well, if he took his hat off, you'd see he has a skullet. The top of his head is bare, and then he's got long hair just on the sides and the back. That's a skullet. Yeah, at first I had a five head. Then I had a skullet. So I started losing my hair early. I mean, I must have been in my 20s when I started a receding hairline. I have a picture of me. My daughter is, oh my gosh, I bet she's not even a year old. She's laying on the floor. And I'm like, you know, playing with her on the floor. And I had a mustache and glasses, which I had in the mid-90s, which is probably when this picture was, well, it had to be when this picture was taken. She was born in 93. You know, when people say it's okay to murder a child in the womb up until full-term birth. You remember Governor Blackface? I almost said doctor. He's no doctor. You remember Governor Blackface in Virginia? He said, well, once the baby is born, we'll make the mother and the baby comfortable. Then it'll be the decision of the doctor and the mother whether or not to murder the baby. You gotta be effing me. My daughter was born 6 weeks premature, 4 pounds. I could literally hold her in my hand like this. She only weighed 4 pounds. And I would pick her up in the incubator in NICU in Loma Linda University in Loma Linda, California, which is in the Inland Empire of California. And I used to hold her in my hand. I used to pet her little, you know, rub her little belly when and she was in NICU. And you know what? She went from tiny 4 pounds to a beautiful full-grown woman now. Full-grown. Obviously all grown-up woman now. Full-grown sounds stupid. Anyway, she's married. She'll be 31. She'll be 31 in a couple weeks, speaking of which, I better set myself a reminder to get something for her. And I'm very proud of the woman that she has become. So, leftist Dems would have killed her. Would have literally killed her with their ridiculous late-term abortion. I mean, the thought of which just makes me ill. The bottom line is this. The majority of abortions that happen in this country, in the United States of America, are ended with RU-482, whatever the number is, for the morning after pill. The morning after pill is what is used for the vast majority of abortions. It's still an abortion. As far as I'm concerned, it's a miracle. And Megan was certainly a miracle because of all the problems that her mother had having children. Lost our first child at nine months. So 4.5 months, halfway through the pregnancy, my ex-wife lost our first child. It was a boy. And the doctor made me look at that little guy laying face down on the table to show me the umbilical cord was wrapped around his little neck 7 times. That's why he died. And so, of course, it was a stillborn. And, you know, I'm not haunted today like I was then, but I will still remember it for the rest of my life. And I'm 58 years old. You know, here I am in my mid-20s, and I had to see this little guy laying on the table. And believe me, at 4.5 months, he was a baby. I mean, he may have been only this long, but he was a baby, fully formed baby, little guy. It is amazing how I mean, a baby can be born like, you know, 13 ounces and survive. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing nowadays. So don't tell me that it's okay to murder your baby late in the pregnancy. It is not. That is infanticide. Now, here where we live in West Texas, our town became, at the time, the largest town to vote in sanctuary city for the unborn. So this city is a sanctuary city for the unborn. It is illegal to do abortions here unless the life of the mother is at stake. Obviously, if the baby is passed away inside your womb, they're not going to make you carry that to full term. It probably won't even be born. So, I mean, don't be stupid. If your baby dies inside you several months into the pregnancy, you know, they're gonna have to take care of that. So don't be ridiculous. All right. I have probably digressed enough. Let me tell you something. It is the dawn of a new age in the United States of America. President Trump won his third term. He will be... Oh, that's right. He won the last term. More and more evidence every day shows that President Trump won in 2020. For example, they have already discovered 900,000 votes were deleted in Pennsylvania. Why do you think I call it POSA? 900,000 votes were deleted and hundreds of thousands of votes were switched from President Trump to Biden using election computers. I see you, Lexington. Lexington Concord, our producer, is watching me. I'm going to do a good show. Thank you. Thank you for that. She's my dog. Don't tell me what I call her. Anyway, so let's go to the X, where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio on the X. At Stephen Roy Radio. Have 6,143 followers as of this morning. There'd be 10,000 more if I didn't have to block someone just about every day for saying stuff that is stupid. Now, this is a great revelation. The left is now more unpopular worldwide than any time since the Cold War. Thank you, Mary, for posting this, and you are correct. It shows black-faced baby Trudeau in Kanatistan, our 51st state. Do you think President Trump is really serious about that? I just love how he tweaks the media. Didn't I mention on the last show, Rush Limbaugh used to do the media tweak of the day. And he even announced when it was going to happen, and still the media fell for it every time. Every time. So Kanatistan is going to elect a new prime minister. Blackface baby Trudeau will be jackbooting once again alongside his communist comrades. Cackle and Cammy, oh yeah, she was really popular, wasn't she? Her career's over. If you think I'm gonna just disappear into the night, I can't even do her cackle. It's just stupid. You have no political future. Maybe in Skankafornia, where they have fraudulent elections, why don't you run for governor in Skankafornia there, Cammy? And you can be as worthless as French Laundry Gabby. If you want to see a very interesting video, check out my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. I posted a very interesting video which shows the parallels between the Newsom family and the Pelosi family. That's right. Scary Face Pelosi was the daughter of a mobster in Baltimore. And that was like a strategic marriage between her husband, also a mob family, and... You know, so the Pelosi and the whatever her, I don't even remember her name. It was, Marmaduke or something. I don't know. Anyway, doesn't matter. Her family were mobsters in Baltimore. The Newsom family are mobsters. The Pelosi family are mobsters. Doesn't matter if they're Italian or not. They're still criminals. And yet they're intermarrying between these criminal families. It's disgusting. It's incestual. The stuff that is happening in Skankafornia. And what upsets me most is that French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the once beautiful state of my amazing childhood. I had a wonderful childhood growing up in the suburbs of LA. I grew up in Arcadia in Temple City, suburbs of LA. I was recruited to play football at Rio Hondo College in Whittier because I was just too small to play defensive line for Pasadena City College. PCC was where I should have went to college, but I was recruited by Rio Hondo. Had a wonderful experience there, and graduated, first in my family to graduate from college at Tall. There is a new database that has been launched to track the post-government careers of former Briben appointees, aiming to expose how they cashed in on their time in office using their influence to undermine the Trump administration. The site will now follow ex-officials as they navigate the revolving door, returning to special interests that profited under their policies or leveraging insider knowledge for personal gain. Where do you think the lizard Cheney is going to go? Where do you think Crying Kinsey is going to go? Wasn't Crying Kinsey on the Communist Spews Network or something? Yeah, the lizard Cheney will end up at some think tank or some other place because she attacked President Trump. And guess what? The lizard and Crying Kinsey are begging Briben, they're begging Briben for a pardon as he goes out the door. The entire J6, I call it 1-6, the entire 1-6 committee is wanting a pardon as Briben goes out the door. Now, why would you ask for a pardon when you haven't been convicted of a crime? I'll tell you why. Because you know you're going to be prosecuted for your criminal actions. You know, when you're a lawyer, I'm not a lawyer, I don't even play one on TV, but if you're a lawyer, you are required to divulge your information to the defense. So if you're a prosecutor, you have to give the evidence you have to the defense. Why? Because if you withhold evidence that would exonerate President Trump or anyone else, you are committing a crime. Yes, you are. So this is what happened with this 1-6 committee. All of the evidence that showed, all the video that proved, I've seen video with my own eyes of people changing behind a tree, on the mall, before they join the Trump crowd to go to the Capitol. We know there's over 100 undercover agents at the Capitol urging people to go in, like Ray Epps. He's probably the most public. What did he get? A misdemeanor fine. No jail time. A misdemeanor is like a parking ticket. We still have American patriots today that have been held in jail for 4 years for a misdemeanor. And even Pam Bondi, even people that are in the Trump administration, well, if they committed violence, then they just have to sit and rot in jail. Bull ass! You need to pardon them, President Trump! These American patriots were lured into the Capitol. You had Antifa and Black Liberals Matter that broke out windows. Before Ashley Babbitt was murdered in cold blood, here she is, 4'11", 85 pounds, and this black Capitol popo cop, this black popo, shot her in the head because she was going through the window. When that Antifa member, all dressed in black, with a hood, helmet, I don't remember, doesn't matter. When he busted that window, Ashley smacked the S out of him. And then she went to climb through the window because the doors were barricaded. And then this dumb A shot her in the head. Murdered her! Now, if she was black and that popo was white, he'd be in jail for the rest of his life. Guaranteed it. But let's back up a minute. This was a narrow hallway. There were three Capitol cops blocking those doors that were barricaded. Three Capitol cops. And then they went like this. Let's go. Let's go. They left. Left the doors unguarded so that they could go into the House, Senate, whatever chambers. And that's when the cop shot her in the head. Makes me ill. So this website will follow ex-officials as they navigate the revolving door, returning to special interests that profited under their policies or leveraging insider knowledge for personal gain. The database also seeks to identify individuals who may sabotage the Trump administration from outside, with particular scrutiny on connections to countries like China, Ukrainistan, and Iranistan.
Huh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? The bribe and crime family gets hundreds of millions from Ukrainistan. Bribin returns a couple hundred billion dollars to Ukrainistan. Let me tell you what Ukrainistan's doing. They are selling American arms on the black market. They are making money, and we're talking billions of money, billions of dollars, from selling our arms on the black market. Those arms are even being bought by cartels. Imagine this. You send these arms to Ukrainistan. The arms are sold to Mexican drug cartels. Then they're shipped back to Mexico. Now, can you imagine that, S? And we're paying for it. You are paying for it. I'm paying for it as an American taxpayer. Makes me sick. Shame I'm going to have to delete this guy. And he follows me. All right, I won't delete you, but that, what you're saying, is anti-Semitic. Someone asked me if I do commentary. Yeah, I do commentary on the Rumble. I don't know why I even looked at that. Oh, okay, let's go back since we only have six minutes left in the sewage for today on the Rumble. You can find me on the Rumble at the same place, Stephen Roy Radio. X is at Stephen Roy Radio. Rumblecasts, video casts are at Stephen Roy Radio. Scrolling down. So Mike Lee says, deeming a proposed but unratified amendment into existence as part of the Constitution isn't just lawless, it's anti-constitutional. So in the final days of the Biden administration, we know Biden's not in charge. The demented one doesn't even know when he fills his poopy pants. He doesn't even know it. Someone saw him at President Carter's funeral and he was like, all humped up like this. I said he was filling his poopy pants and he doesn't even know it. My Chihuahua humps up like that. My producer Lexington humps up like that when she takes a dump in the backyard. That is exactly what Biden was doing. He was crapping his pants. Can you imagine being the one responsible for changing his diapers? Wow. So here's what I wrote. You can guarantee there's a Malbama behind the curtain doing his bathhouse very best to destroy our nation right up until the moment that President Trump is inaugurated. Can you imagine that? Going out the door and doing your best. They've tried to, like, legalize a few million illegal aliens. And I have to find this other article. Oh, this is what I wrote. Yeah. So, Marjic. I know I'm pronouncing your name wrong. Sorry. Let's just call him or her Mary. A boy named Sue. The Great Replacement has started. Here's a full speech from Eva Vlanderbroek. I said, now you know. Now you know why they're importing millions of criminal illegal aliens into every country. Every nation in the Western world is being invaded by illegal aliens, just like here in the United States. Londonistan knows they will never assimilate, and it is look the other way days when 1 in 10 British women, girls, are raped. Imagine that. 1 in 10 British women have been raped by illegal aliens. 10%. And guess what the London government has done? Nothing. They are allowing police departments all over the UK to ignore the story. I told you the story of the 12-year-old girl who was raped, gang raped, by a group of Muzzy men. And what happened? The police said, well, it's your word against theirs. Sorry, see ya.
Then they harassed her and beat her at school. I don't know, maybe going to or from school. They made her life such a living hell, she killed herself. That is blood on your hands, Londonistan. Things like that, I'm sure, are happening all over the UK. Can you imagine not prosecuting rape? Not prosecuting taking the innocence of a little girl? You are sick if you don't prosecute rapists in the UK. Just absolutely disgusting. And rape and murder is happening here every day in the United States. They empty their prisons in Venezuela. What do you think is going to happen when those pedos come to the United States? They're going to rape and murder young girls. Women and children are being raped and murdered, like Lake and Riley. You want to know something even more disturbing? 145 Democrats in Congress voted against the Lake and Riley Act. And all it said was that if you commit a violent crime in the United States, you will be deported. And those people did not vote for that bill. Can you imagine that? Now, it probably will pass. It probably will become law. I guarantee you there's going to be mass deportations in the United States, as they should be. I say we have 100 million illegal aliens in the United States. And when I say that, people just lose their effing mind. They just freak out. There's even conservatives. You don't know that. There is no way. There's no way there's 100 million illegal aliens. You know what my response is? Every time? How many are there? Tell me the exact number, how many illegal aliens are in the UK. Can you tell me the exact number of how many illegal aliens are in Canada? How many illegal aliens are in the United States of America? They don't know. Nobody knows. But I'm telling you, it's probably close to 100 million illegal aliens. Probably one quarter of our population is illegal. You should be deported. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Well, what about DACA children that were brought here illegally?
Hey, I'm not going to say the immigration system works. I guarantee you it's a failure. I told you the story of my Dutch ex-wife that went to INS because she wanted to become an American citizen. And it was such BS, she never did. Every 10 years of her entire life, she has to go to the Dutch consulate in San Francisco to renew her right to be here. Then she has to get a green card to stay here. It's disgusting, and it's happening, and you know why. All right, that's going to do it for the Rumble for today. Hope you enjoyed it. We will see you next week. You have a great week. Go Chiefs today. I know I'm conflicted because I'm a Texan, right? I've lived here since June 2017.
You're never a Texan if you're not born there, David.
Well, I love it here. I became a Chiefs fan because of Patrick Mahomes. Now I'm much more than that, obviously, as a Chiefs fan. I was very disappointed when they blew their last regular series game on purpose. Go from 15-1 to 15-2, I believe, was their final record. So go Chiefs today. And I have no skin in the game for the national championship or any of the other NFL playoff games. But let's have some good football. How about that? So you enjoy watching the Chiefs today and the NFL all weekend and the national championship on Monday. And most importantly, enjoy watching the inauguration as we save our great nation. So you have a good one as you watch all of those. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. I will upload that to the Rumble server. Turn off my new ring light that my family was so nice to get for me. There you go. And hold it down to turn it off. You think I would remember that since I've been using it every week since Christmas. And Lexington wants to go outside, so I will let her do that too. and upload that and more. But hey, I got some great music queued up for you. Let's play a couple patriotic things just for the amazing things that will happen in the next, probably in the next several days. And on Inauguration Day, they'll be reversing all the terrible things that this criminal slide house has done. And we will make it the White House again. The People's House. So let's play this. This is a Pentatonix from the 2023 Natty, the National Championship. They were great.
And now, to perform our national anthem, please welcome three-time Grammy Award-winning vocal group, Pentatonix.
XP sucks.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets, rockets, those bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
XP sucks!
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old towns are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Singing, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away, in Dixieland. I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie.
For Dixieland, I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Hallelujah.
little baby, don't you cry. You know your daddy's bound to die. But all my trials, Lord, soon be over. Thank you. You're fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're a fantastic audience. Thank you.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Thank you. Oh my God, RFD!
See that mountain over there? Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, they stream. Some
just be nature's friend. I'm a long, tall hickory, bending over, skinning cats, playing baseball with shirred rocks, using sawmill slabs for bats. Play some back home, come on, music that comes from the heart. Play something with lots of feeling, 'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float
RIAA, bite me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who?
the her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos, nacho for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
I am your in-house cable guy. This is the Stephen Roy podcast. After over 30 years in cable television, I think I know a little bit about it. I posted a great article on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio about the battles of Optimum with Nexstar, which is a television broadcaster, and MSG Networks. And the Nexstar contract was resolved. And I have to congratulate Optimum for standing up to these people. As a cable guy of over 30 years, I understand that programmers hold cable companies ransom, making you carry crappy channels no one will ever watch, just so they can make money. So congratulations to Optimum. This is the rant-free second hour. If you're new to the show, the rant-free second hour. Less Steven, more music, more fun stuff. And that's what we're going to play for you right here on the Stephen Roy podcast. This one's fun because Dale Watson was in Lubbock, Texas. And, this isn't the one I was going to play for you first. I will find it and play it for you. This one is about Luckenbach, Texas. Now, there used to be like two people that lived in Luckenbach, Texas. It is a real town, but it's tiny. And now it's basically just an event venue. Dee and I went there when we were in Fredericksburg, Texas, which I also highly recommend. Go to the restaurant that's in the basement of the old hospital. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to advertise for them. But check it out. Great restaurant. Don't go to the touristy one across the street. The touristy fake German one. Go to the one that's in the basement of the old hospital and you'll thank me for it. They have a great Christmas display there. Christmas staff. A lot of German tradition in Fredericksburg. Highly recommend it. Fredericksburg, Texas. We stayed in a Verbo. I used to call them VRBO. Apparently Verbo is also how you say that. We stayed in a great one there. A little complex with condos. It's kind of like what it was. Two bedroom, two bath condo. Had a good time. It was fun. Two bedroom, two bath. Maybe it was one bedroom there. Yeah, the two-bedroom, two-bath was in Port Aransas, another great place I highly recommend. About an eight-hour drive from where we live in West Texas. Fredericksburg, it's like 3 hours, I think. Sounds right. Couldn't be more than four. But anyway, beautiful little town in the hill country of Texas. I love the hill country. It's absolutely beautiful. Check it out. And so when we were in Fredericksburg, we went to Luckenbach, Texas, and we had fun. It was great. There's even a cat there. You ever seen that X page, Cats with Jobs? Yeah, there was a cat there sleeping in one of the displays. It was awesome. So this is Dale Watson, because everybody is somebody in Luckenbach, Texas. And I'll look for the other one, David Buck's Temper. Two fun songs for you here on the Stephen Roy Show. If it decides to play, because XP sucks.
Somebody in Luckenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. Everybody somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. Relax, kick back, have a beer. It's a special little Texas town, about big as a minute, and it's sure more special now that you are in it. Everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. This town about big as a minute, and it's sure more special now that you are in it. Oh, everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. Everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. Everybody's somebody here.
Oh my God, no way!
Oh my God, RFD!
I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?" When I sat down in the front seat, turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you up in them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride."
David plucks Kemper from Llano Estacado. Farms 3,700 acres outside of Lubbock. He's a harvest time trucker hauling wheat and corn and sorghum. David Bucks Kemper from Llano Estacado. He's a farming trucker, or maybe he's a trucking farmer. It all depends on the time of year. In the summer there's wheat, in the fall corn and sorghum. For David Bucks Kemper from Llano Estacado. Still the D.O.T., he's got the dodge him. David Bucks Kemper from Llano Estacado. He's a farming trucker, or maybe he's a trucking farmer. It all depends on the time of year. In the summer there's wheat, in the fall corn and sorghum. David Bucks Kemper from Llano Estacado. David Bucks Kemper from Llano Estacado. David Bucks Kemper from Llano Estacado. Oh, sure is flat. Boy, you can see him rolling all the way from the plains. Watch that truck. Oh, you already did.
John Party on the Stephen Roy podcast. Love that song. Love it. You know, Dale Watson actually, did I say John Party? Got John Party coming up next. And one thing I like about John Party and Dale Watson is the steel guitar. I love the steel guitar. Love it. Absolutely love it. And if you've seen country music live, really love to see the steel guitar. Really do. So you heard that in David Bucks Kemper. So Dale met David Bucks Kemper, I think, in a bar in Lubbock, Texas. And he wrote that song like in no time and had it. I think he had it all completed in like a couple weeks, and a great song. If you heard at the end, man, it's flat here. You can see all the way to Plains. Well, Plains, Texas is almost to the New Mexico border. So that's a, I don't know, hour and a half drive from here. So that's funny. He also said, hey, you should wash a truck. Oh, you just did. You just washed it? Oh, there's a lot of dust here, and there is. We had a dust storm just a few days, a couple days ago. Was it yesterday? Anyway, very recently. And, yeah, you know, that's a Yankee repellent is what we call it. It is. Someone texted into local radio station KFYO and said, that's repellent to keep people from coming here. A Yankee repellent is funny. You know, when I lived in South Carolina, anyone not from South Carolina was considered a Yankee. And I've actually had people, well, you weren't born here. You can't be a Texan. Really? Okay. So if I live here 30 years, I'm not a Texan? Okay. Well, I've lived here. It'll be 8 years in June that I've lived here. So that's pretty Texan, I think. I love it here. So I don't mind the dust. Don't mind it at all. There's just enough dust storms to keep people from living here. Anyway, let's continue with the great music. David Puck's Temper from Dale Watson. So that's why I mentioned John Pardy. I love his music because there is steel guitar. And this one's a great one. When I met Dee, it was my last night lonely. That's going to do it for me on today's show. Let's play music and have Les Stephen. How does that sound? Let's play this one from John Pardy, Last Night Lonely. Then Darius Rucker, comeback song. Because you could say President Trump is the biggest comeback in my lifetime. Now we'll play another great one, An American Thread from Tim Montana. How does that sound? And then, sometime next month, I'm going to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas. I haven't been to the Sphere since 2001. So, I mean, I haven't been to Las Vegas since 2001. Last went there in my Corvette, bought a 97 Corvette in the year 2000. Drove that to Las Vegas and then just let it sit. I stayed at the Imperial Palace, which is no more. Now it's called Link, L-I-N-Q. That's what the tower is. Looks like the casino, all that other area is new. They even have zip lines. The only zip line on the strip is at Link. I sound like I'm advertising for them. We're not staying there. We'll be going to the Sphere for the Eagles, and we've got a room in another hotel overlooking the Sphere. So I'm looking forward to that because I've never seen it. Pretty cool. And we're going just to see the Sphere, and we'll see the Eagles in the Sphere. Although our seats are a bit obstructive, probably the only place in the Sphere where they're obstructed because there's a deck above us, but that's okay. I know I will enjoy it. It might be sensory overload if you can see that screen. It's like the biggest screen in the world. It's huge. It's like, I don't know, it's like over 100 feet tall. It's about 18 times the size of an IMAX screen, to give you an idea how big that is. And the Sphere itself is like 300 meters tall. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. It's like 400 feet, you know. It's huge. Huge. Looking forward to seeing it. So let's play some John Pardy. That's going to do it for me on today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. So I mentioned the Eagles because I'm going to play a couple songs from them, like Get Over It. You just need to get over it. You know, I'm so tired of seeing these snowflakes getting butt hurt over nothing. And then we'll play Tom Petty, The Last DJ, because I may be the last DJ. So, hey, you have a great week. Yes, now you have to.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
woke up again this morning. And when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee. And like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on. So this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. In this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know.
Never like this. This is RFD.
Tough as nails, hard as bricks. 6'1", walking 10'6", 4 on the floor, 12 in the back, with a weather god box in an old gun rack. Feeling fly. Shot eyes might break our backs, but not our pride. Rough neck, red till the day we die. With the 18-wheelers, on the lords, up at Don Palmer's cutting roads. Hard hats out there, pounding roads. With the working class on.
to the boys in blue out saving lives, from the teachers and the preachers trying to raise them right, from the third shift hustle to the 9 to 5, to the single mom trying to feed her kids, to the bartender tending on making tips. We're all one people at the end of the day.
was the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the boys. And there goes the last DJ.
Yeah.
when that happens. That's okay, because I want to hear it again. I came in at the tail end. There's only 2 minutes left. Let's do it one more time, shall we? Hey, have a great week. Yes. Now you have to.
won't let you go until you show me some secret for making this time stand still. And somewhere, sometime from now, together again somehow, all of the waiting will seem like a moment, and then we'll never have to say goodbye again. We'll never have to say goodbye again. The whole night, afraid to see the light, and the whole
locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can.
Have your choice now, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do,
Jolene.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene,
Jolene,
Jolene,
Jolene. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man,
Jolene.
See you.